This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be joined by Jade from the Her Voice Project. Of course, there are calls being made to the government today for more supports for people with endometriosis. Thanks a million for joining me to discuss such an important topic. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us here, Louise. And like you said, we're coming from the Her Voice Project on Instagram, and we're just trying to raise as much awareness of this campaign as possible because, you know, it's being backed by Sinn Féin at the moment and it's really important to get it past government. So really, really excited to talk to you about it today.
Definitely. Jade, can you give us a brief explanation of what endometriosis is and who it actually affects? There might be people listening this evening who aren't even aware of what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's extremely important as well to understand exactly what it is and how it can affect people. So endometriosis is a condition, and it's a full body condition. So it's often thought as a gynecological issue when it is absolutely not the case. And that's one of the main things as well that we're trying to hammer home with the campaign, is that it is a full body disease, and it is lining of the womb similar to the endometrium that can grow inside the womb, but also outside of the womb, and it can reach loads of different places. And so that is one of the key points that we're trying to hammer home, and it can affect anybody in various ways. Of course, it's primarily a female population that does be affected by it, but it has been found in male before, in teenagers, before even menstrual cycles kick in for them. So, you know, it really is a full body disease, and it seriously needs to be considered as that going forward as well.
And I guess for anybody listening this evening, what motivated yourself and Lisa to launch the Her Voice Project, and how did your own experience with endometriosis shape that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fantastic question. My co-founder, or I suppose a founder actually, Lisa, is not here today, but Lisa actually founded this. And I found Lisa on Instagram last year, and I saw the momentum that she was building. And Lisa's case is also one that is absolutely extraordinary and, you know, should never have gotten to where it was. And you can read Lisa's case as well on our page on Her Voice Project. But Lisa was building up the momentum primarily about endometriosis and PCOS, as she suffers from those two conditions. And I found her then last year in the early stages of this project, and kind of just offered to help in any way possible, especially with regards to endometriosis. Because I myself have been diagnosed via gynecology with endometriosis. And the reason I say via a gynecologist and not full stop is because I actually had a diagnostic laparoscopy myself 2 years ago in Galway, but it unfortunately failed for unknown reasons. And so I am on another waiting list then for endometriosis. But the focus was just to get the information, the correct information out there for the Her Voice Project, to build a support, you know, community for women to come and talk to. You know, we get hundreds and hundreds of DMs of women messaging into Instagram, asking questions, and the overall feeling of the communities that we're lost, and we're kind of answering our own medical questions. We're our own best advocates, and it's just not what you need when you're dealing with a serious health condition. You need somebody to tell you that they're going in the right direction or to do this. You need a doctor, you need a specialist that knows what they're talking about, and that's what we don't have in Ireland.
I know you've mentioned, obviously, with Instagram, it's a great tool and a community for other women to reach out. What kind of stories have you heard from women within the Her Voice community in terms of even trying to access care in Ireland?
I mean, I could go on and on for hours, Louise. It's absolutely dreadful. And I was at the event in Cork. So Sinn Féin are basically putting forward this motion then for endometriosis, and they hosted public meetings all around Ireland. And I'm based in Cork, and I went to the Cork event there 2 weeks ago. And essentially what those meetings did were to tell your stories, and the stories were absolutely diabolical. I mean, from women that have had 16 plus surgeries trying to get resolved, you know, nearly dying on the operation table, sepsis, anything from that extreme, to women then that are also just still looking for answers. And then women, what you primarily hear is women going abroad. So women are not being treated here in Ireland. They're going abroad, they're going to Bucharest, they're going to Italy, they're going to the US. They are taking their deposits that they're saving for their homes and their houses, and they are bringing it and using it for medical treatment. And that's really how severe this disease can affect you. It's absolutely life-changing.
Do you think that stigma or maybe dismissal of women's chronic pain still plays a massive role in delaying the diagnosis or support for these women?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially a couple of years ago, you know, I'm 26 myself and I started showing symptoms at 13. So, and I still don't have a quote unquote definitive diagnosis because I haven't had a diagnostic laparoscopy that has been successful, although I have gone for one and it had failed. And there is so much medical gaslighting out there, but also more to the fact, not to point the fingers at the GPs or the gynecologists, they don't have the resources. They don't necessarily have what they can offer us in terms of a resolution. You know, you'll get the hormonal contraceptive offer because that is what they offer in our current HSE curriculum. You know, that is what they're offering is hormone contraceptive. And if you respond well to that, then that's the end of the investigation. But unfortunately, as we hear, Louise, it comes along 10 years later when people and women try to get off the contraceptive to potentially have children or they don't feel right on it. And the disease has progressed the entire time. So hormonal contraceptive does not stop the disease from growing, but it can cover up a lot of symptoms. And they're the things that you care about, you know, when you're suffering every day. So yeah, definitely there's still a lot of medical gaslighting, where albeit on purpose or by accident, to be honest. So it definitely needs to come from a system first down rather than going to your GP and saying, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this. You know, all they can do right now is refer you to a gynecologist. And then the gynecologist will offer you hormonal contraceptive or surgery, either or.
A national framework is supposedly in the works. Do you have confidence that this will lead to real change on the ground? Or is there a bit of a fear that it might become another document with very little follow-up?
Well, I won't let it, Louise. I won't let it simply be. And, you know, I think a lot of women feel this way. And it's the start. It's the very start. You know, it's really not the end of the journey. But what they're calling for is very, very accurate to the gold standard that is being used in Italy. It's being used in the US by specialists who have done this for years, people who have centers, endometriosis specific centers. I follow them all on Instagram. I follow all of their work. People like Dr. Iris Orbuck, people like Dr. Vidali, Dr. Eugenio in the US, amazing, amazing people. And the gold standard is to have a center of excellence of care in Ireland, which we don't have currently. Establish specialized imaging protocols to assist gynecologists in actually identifying endo, because it's not just one thing. It can be various colors. It can be anywhere. And oftentimes what you'll have in Ireland is that you'll have a surgery and they might just be only able to look in one place or two places because they don't have the specialists to look at your diaphragm. They don't have specialists to look at the bottom of your bladder, move your, you know, parts around to find endometriosis. So there is a hesitation there to even excise endometriosis correctly. Another main part of that campaign is to provide upfront financial support for diagnosis and excision treatment abroad until we have that care in Ireland. And, you know, although endometriosis doesn't necessarily take your life in terms of it's not something, a condition that you'll get and you will die from, you know, which is very, very severe, but it is a condition that will take parts of your life as you go on. And the more that you have it, it will take more of your body. And so it is very severe and it seriously needs to be addressed. But definitely I'll be chasing this for months and months and months to come. And I'm sure the rest of the people following the campaign will.
Definitely. Are there any upcoming campaigns or events that people should know about? And where can people find out more about the Her Voice project?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, what they've done is the 9 public meetings. So Sinn Féin have done these 9 public meetings. They're putting this forward. But in the agenda, asking for the government to launch a nationwide public health campaign to raise awareness. So hopefully that will, you will see that into fruition now in the next couple of months. But if you follow Her Voice, HERVOICE project, PROJECT, on Instagram, we post updates about everything and not just endometriosis. Obviously this is a very at the forefront, but also about adenomyosis, PCOS, PMDD, fibroids, everything women's health related. So you can definitely follow us there for any updates. And then you can also follow Sinn Féin as well with regards to that specific endometriosis movement. But if you follow us on our page, we'll keep you updated with everything. And just on that note, I also have an interview tomorrow with an amazing author, Jen Moore, and it's all about endometriosis. She's written a book about it. It's completely comprehensive. It's amazing. And I'll be interviewing her tomorrow on our Instagram Live at 5 p.m. Irish time. So if people want to tune in there, they'll get a better gist of what endo is and how it can affect people.
Brilliant, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us. I wish you all the best in the future. And thank you so much for giving us your time here on iRadio.
Of course. Thanks so much, Louise. Thanks for listening.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.